The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Here we go.
Hear me now!
Three, two, baby. Are you available for some hot sex?
They know I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy.
Richie the sausage. Patty the pipe.
All right, we all here.
Hey, we are here in the fucking studio
after
again.
one fucking year we're back
a whole year.
Unbelievable.
I want to
pound you like pound cake.
The rest of the cast, I guess, the rest of them died to COVID.
No one else is here with
us.
Pat. That's it. Hey, it's just got to be us.
I seen this.
What is this? What do we got? We got shit in the studio.
Listen to me. I actually have this for you at home. I forgot to give it to you today.
What is it?
It's a chess game, Democrats versus Republicans.
Yeah, fuck.
I bought one for you.
Do you see who's on there? Bruce is on there, too, the judge.
Oh, yeah.
Pelosi, Schumer, Obama, Biden, Blatter, Ginsburg. Ain't she gone?
Yeah.
Ginsburg's gone. Sotomayor, presidential nominee, vice president nominee. Trump, Pence, Bush, Cheney, Roberts, Kavanaugh, McConnell, McCarthy. Sorry.
Hey, don't put me involved.
Hey, whoa.
We got a fucking, no, don't say shit. Here's your chocolate.
All right, what are we going for?
What are we doing here? What are we fucking doing?
Hold this.
We can't, what is this?
Now we go to
brain alcohol.
Listen,
what are we?
Listen, here's the whole key. You come back to the fucking studio. These are the things you get. Now we got Bud Light, Platinum Seltzer, Blood Orange, hard seltzer, 8% alcohol.
That's what this is?
Let me know how it tastes.
Tastes like a blood orange.
Number one, I really don't like seltzer, but...
Seltzer's my thing. But you don't really taste any alcohol. You can get in trouble with this.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is 8%.
8% is a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, we also have orange and, I think, wild berry.
Not bad. It's all right. I mean...
I would recommend this.
It's one of the better ones. These mics are so freaking loud now, man.
Oh, baby, they pick up everything, huh?
I want to pound you like pound cake.
Wow, that was just a little fart, man. The whole goddamn microphone picked it up.
All right, take it away, man.
Holy shit, what are we doing now?
What
are we going to fucking start with,
man? Wait. Are we starting with that?
Yeah, that stuff.
Start with that, and then when he gets let it ride.
We got to let it ride? What are we talking about there? How about the fucking, what's going to cover the whole news cycle for the next fucking week? The fucking impeachment.
What's that?
That fucking bullshit.
That's bullshit.
Open and shut, baby.
Now, what about this Nadler saying we don't really need to open up with the Pledge of Allegiance?
That's Nadler. He's like, he lost a lot of weight, but he still reminds me of fucking Humpty Dumpty, because he still fucking waddles when he fucking walks.
Humpty Dumpty?
Humpty fucking Dumpty. He's such a prick.
So,
I don't know.
I just think it's a little crazy.
Well, I think this whole impeachment shit, it's going to be crazy because, hey.
That's going to be filled the whole week.
It is. And really, one phrase, you know, makes this an open and shut case. You know, I know Trump said, of course you didn't hear this, I know all of you will be marching over to the Capitol building to have your voice, to peacefully and patriotically have your voices heard.
Exactly. That phrase, peaceful.
That phrase makes the whole fucking speech covered under the Constitution, first of all, to protect them by First Amendment. He never incited violence like fucking goddamn, what's her name, that bitch from California, Maxine Waters, telling people to get up in their faces and incite fucking, you know.
That doesn't count.
No, that don't fucking count. I would say that's more for impeachment than anything.
Is aqua, just by the way.
You know. Of course, nobody fucking heard him say that because CNN did. So it's got to be fake news, right? Oh, CNN didn't report it. Oh my God, it's a bunch of. It's just like that shit with fucking goddamn Charlottesville, when they said that he said there are good people on both sides, and right after that, that's all you heard. But right after he said, not the white supremacists, he says, I condone that completely, and not them. But nobody fucking heard that. All they heard is good people on both sides, meaning that, oh, the people that were violent were good, too.
That's because it's a one-way street.
It is a one-way fucking street.
That's the sad part of it.
It is.
Now, what do you think? What do you think about this? They're saying now they're going to keep the Capitol with all the fences up until March.
Well,
why
not?
I think they should build a moat around it.
Maybe they should.
I think they should put a moat and would have a drawbridge.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to worry.
And then put alligators in there.
Yeah, put gators
in there. And one Democrat a week.
And feed the one Democrat a week until we got no more of these fucking idiots. But
listen, there has to be some good Democrats, too.
Oh, there
is.
Trust me, there's a lot of good ones. But
that's what I mean. There's good and bad on all sides.
It's good people on both sides.
Both fucking sides.
But they're gunning for him again.
They're gunning for him because this is the problem that they want to hurt him.
And I'm going to tell you what I said a long time ago.
Go ahead.
Keep your fucking mouth shut.
Okay. You mean with the president? Yeah. Right.
With the ex president.
Don't tell him everything you want. Just do it.
Yeah.
By the way, how are we doing with sponsors? Is anybody sponsoring this show?
Nobody's sponsoring. Well, listen, they don't want to be fucking.
I want this to go out right now. The 80 million people that voted for Donald Trump, I want every one of you to go out and buy a pillow
from Mike Lindell. Exactly.
And I want Mike Lindell to call up this fucking station, and I want to hear him on this.
Yes. I mean, if you haven't seen it, you need to find it, watch it. It was on Rumble. It's called Absolute Proof. And he hosted it was like an infomercial. He hosted the whole show. And he shows all the irregularities of votes. It was 100,000 trucked in from New York to Pennsylvania. Then I think it was in Wisconsin. How the fuck? That's what I want to know. How the fuck did they post 40,000 votes in, I think it was Wisconsin, the day before? These are absentee votes, but how the fuck do you post 40,000 votes the day before you even mail the fucking goddamn absentee ballot out to the people? How the fuck do you do that? That's like thousands of fucking dead people voted in Georgia alone. What's that? Is that my phone?
That's probably my phone, side. Yes.
shut up. Then there was 10,000 people voting from fucking...
Hey, Richie, do I need to do this once in a while? Keep talking.
What? What do I need? Mic off, you fuck. Suppress me? Suppress me. That's it. Suppress me. I guarantee you, and he even said, he showed, you know, this, I think there was 10,000 people in Georgia that voted. They were dead before the fucking election. The algorithm fucking, it was all of these fucking machines. The algorithm broke down, so they had to shut all the shit down. And in Georgia, there was a water main fucking break. Yeah, a toilet leaked a little water on the fucking floor. That's but whatever it took to shut that down so they could fix.
Isn't that company now suing him?
Yeah, but, well, because there's nothing being said against them because that's all suppressed. That's all fucking suppressed. So, look. Like I said, and he showed too, that fucking Trump won by over 80 million votes to about 68 million. So that's fucked up.
You got it, yeah.
That is fucked up. And these systems were handled by foreign fucking interference. If you don't fucking believe that, you probably still fucking believe in Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho.
I like a hoe. I'm going to pound you.
In some cases, he had showed this. In some cases, there was 85 to 92% of the ballots went to the adjudication bucket. Yeah, you put it in and it went over to this bucket, which means somebody else looked at your ballot and voted the way, supposedly the way you voted, which I'm sure that wasn't true. You know, normally you would have like less than 1% be adjudicated.
Oh, bullshit.
In this case, you had 90 fucking percent. So they could see, there's no
way.
What's
the chances of that really happening? Any percentage on that?
On what?
On it actually happened, what you just said. It's of 90% of these people.
It's a hundred, it's proven, but they don't want to fucking look at any of that shit. They don't want to look
at any
count? No, it doesn't count. They don't want to look.
Because it's not the Democratic way.
Well, if you don't want any investigation into this, I guess you just fucking gave up, I guess. Why don't people look into this fucking thing? I don't give a fuck who you voted for. Well, why the hell would you want to fucking investigate this? If this is happening, we're being... It's a big fucking trouble. Big fucking trouble.
Well...
He even had on there a temporary worker that was working with the IT. She said that for 26 hours she was there. 26 hours watching this adjudication. And she says, in 26 hours I didn't see one fucking vote go to Donald Trump. That is fucking physically impossible. That is impossible. And it would have never been caught had not, like, Northern Michigan, where there was 60% Republican, 40%. That, like, flipped the other way around. And it was like, there was only 12,000 people. They said, no, we got to hand count and recount this. And that was off by, like, I think 8,000 fucking votes, 9,000, in 12,000 people. It was off by like 8,000 fucking votes.
They said the same thing happened when Kennedy won.
Well, Kennedy, yeah. Kennedy was...
It was sway of the one side. It's, and a lot of people say it was the unions that did that, you know, but...
It could be.
Well,
say they also did phony votes, too.
I encourage people to go find that thing, though, to find the Liddell's infomercial. I mean... He even showed thousands of pages of each web addresses that were hacked in and back and forth from all these thousands of pages. We're not talking one page. We're talking thousands of pages. And in there they changed like 3,000 each line. 3,000 votes down for Trump. 3,000, 5,000 votes. They were all down for Trump. None of them down for Biden. Down for Trump. So he won by 80 million. He won by over 12 million. I said 10, but a long time ago. But he won by 12 million votes. I do believe so. You know, I believe so. So everybody that all you fucking Biden supporters, stick that in your fucking pipe, smoke it. That's why he'll never be my president, because he's a fucking crook. Maybe it wasn't his room. There you go. There's Mike.
As you all know, I have been attacked the last month relentlessly on social media,
by
newspapers, by TV shows, by you name it, I've been attacked.
Yes.
And myself, not just myself, but my company. The boycotts that are going on, box stores are dropping me, social media, they cancel my Twitter. Today, they cancel my Pillow's Twitter account.
Jesus
my company's
Christ.
Twitter account. Well, before I was going to get erased completely,
it's a long infomercial. It's like 2 hours.
And what you're going to see today is what they don't want you to see, why they're trying to erase me. And what I've told everyone out there is, you know what? I've seen evidence. I've been trying since November 4th to prove, you know, to show what's out there. Why are these deviations that happened on election night? None of it made any sense. So I dove all in with everything I had, resources. Anytime I heard something that maybe was relevant, I went and said, you know, looked into it, did my own due diligence, had my own investigations. Well, on one day, I think it was like January 9th, all of a sudden, they brought me some a piece of evidence that's 100% proved. It's like a print of inside the machine of the timestamp that showed other countries attacking us, hacking into our election
through
these machines.
Pages.
And it shows the votes flip.
Holy shit.
And I'm going, wow, I got to get this out there. And from that point on, I started putting it out there, and that's when they just started attacking me.
Of course.
Well, they obviously are hiding something, and tonight you're going to see what they're hiding. You're going to see on this show Yes. We're going to have cyber forensics.
What's that website again?
Watch it. It was on Babbel.
Babbel. Okay.
It was on Babbel. It was on Babbel. It was called Absolute Proof. It's long, but he even shows, like, in the beginning, in the first few minutes, he'll show all these irregularities on the votes, and then they'll go and interview people that were part of the whole thing. So it's actually very good. I watched 98% of it before, and when I watched, it was only like about 3 hours old. It was already 292,000 fucking hits.
Oh shit!
You know, God knows how many they fucking got now. But I encourage anybody to go fucking watch that. And that is some scary shit. If that shit can fucking happen, you could just forget it. You're never gonna get who you want the fuck in there to do this shit again. And my thing is, hey, if you really want to take a look at it this way: if there was a fucking battle to go into with these other countries, who the fuck would you want to go to battle with? Joe Biden or Donald Trump? If your life depended on it, who the fuck would you want to go into battle with? And I can guarantee you it's not fucking Biden.
Would you have to circle around to get that answer?
I would not have to circle back to that, like, fucking Jen Psaki that she circles back to everything. We call her fucking Circle Back. That's her new fucking nickname, I think. I'll circle back to that. Don't you want to know what color the fucking goddamn... I can tell you that, but I can't tell you anything that means.
I have a circle clit.
And on the circle, count the fuck... That was 247 times.
Yeah, her boyfriend probably says to her, hey, she says, you know, I didn't get off. He says, well, don't worry. Hold on, I'll fucking circle back to that another day.
I'll hit you in the shitter now.
I'll hit you in the fucking shitter. You see, fucking Cory Booker wants to give a $1,000 savings bond plus $2,000 a year for every child born.
Yes, but we got
until age 18.
But we got even more.
I'm telling you what.
Mitt Romney wants to do it also.
I want to invest in ink. That's what I'm going to invest in. I'm going to go invest in ink because they're going to be printing so much fucking money that this ink is going to be worth more than fucking gold, I think.
Well, Romney wants to give anybody that has each child up to 5 years, from 5 years of age to 5 years from zero to five, he wants to give $4,200 a year.
Time to make more babies.
That's $3,500 a month. On his payments. He also wants to, for kids that are 6 to 17, $4,000 per year at $250 per month. So what's going to happen now? We're going to have a population explosion.
Oh, absolutely. You're going to have... And they're
that's it. I want everybody right now, if you got stock in Trojan, drop them.
Maybe we should just stop fucking paying... With all this free shit, maybe we should just stop paying Congress. You know, they get everything for fucking free. Why the fuck do they need money? Fuck it. Don't give them any money. Fuck it. Let's.
You know they can't do that.
Oh, of course not. Whoa.
They won't approve it.
4X is out of business, by the way.
Oh, fuck.
Know what we need to say?
What?
Fuck you all.
Good.
Yeah, and they want to pass that fucking one. They're going to pass that fucking bill without any.
The one point. What? Yeah, 9 trillion.
They still haven't spent the money from the last.
Why the hell would you do that, man?
Hey, know what I say?
I mean, what the fuck were you thinking?
Hey, dude.
I
want to circle back around.
Well, let's circle back to it, right? Yeah.
What the fuck were you thinking?
I'm sure these assholes like Chuck fucking Tumor. He doesn't go fucking fill his gas tank with fucking gas. It's $60 fucking dollars and pay him $100 and throw the fucking rest away. I'm sure he doesn't do that. Or maybe he does. I doubt it. Not that liberal Jew fucking bastard Chuck Toomer. He probably, when it comes to his fucking money, he probably screws on his fucking socks with fucking Loctite.
By the way, let's get back to this. Not all Jewish people of Jewish descent.
No!
Are bad.
No! Jesus Christ. We already played the fucking disclaimer.
I mean, I think we need to play the Pledge of Allegiance at this point.
We should, right.
Can you get that on for us?
Yeah, in a little bit.
Yeah, the fucking...
I'm drinking right now, man.
I think from now on, when we start this show, we should all stand up, face the flag, even though we only have a pirate flag in here.
Well, hey, you know, we'll get an American
flag. She was a good ship, the old lollipop.
I'll bring one.
I think we should start off with definitely the Pledge of Allegiance. So...
how about the fucking transgender fucking bullshit? You know, where the biological males are fucking competing with the girls.
Why do we...
That's just fucking wrong. I mean, come on, how fucking stupid do you have to believe? You know, maybe they should fucking do this. Maybe the rule should be... maybe you have to fucking... before you run the race, you gotta chop your fucking dick off. I mean, girls have no problems because they don't have one.
That's a little fucking extreme now.
Cut your fucking dick off and then run the race. And let's see if you fucking win.
Does Bruce Jenner still have a penis?
I think so.
He didn't get the operation yet.
No, he didn't want to do that.
Is he going to switch back?
You never know. It could be like drinking Pepsi and you switch to Coke.
I say let them live their lives, but the thing about the sports and everything, no.
No.
If you want to be gay, that's great, you know, for you maybe. I have, you know, God bless you. If you believe that you were born one way and you're really another way, God bless you too. I say about funding and wanting to find out in Jordan about fucking transgender. Why the fuck? We got people sleeping in the fucking streets here.
Absolutely.
Why are we spending this money in these countries? This is craziness.
Because some of them we pay to have our military to have a base there, which is bullshit.
Well, you know.
Do you know right now we have a minimum of 3,500 people a day are coming in through the border?
Absolutely.
3,500 people a day.
And there'll be more soon.
And there'll be plenty fucking more. With all the free shit they want to give away, fuck that.
Where is this money coming from?
I'm going to leave and come back.
That's the only way to get all
I
the
say,
shit.
I say check all boxes on the census.
I don't speak no English. I know English, but I don't speak.
Jace?
Yeah. Jace? Yeah. Forget it. Can you imagine if you're coming in as a fucking illegal fucking transgender? Oh, my God. They'll fucking probably elect you to fucking president. The fucking...
how you know we don't have one?
Even the Secretary of Defense now. The new Secretary of Defense... wants to purge conservatives from the military. So I guess we'll only have transgenders in the military. You know, LGBTQ members.
You know,
what the fuck are they going to do when they're with the... what are they going to do? Wag their fucking finger at the enemy? Oh, no, you can't fucking do that! And call them fucking racists? That's going to fucking stop them.
No.
These fucking assholes... when they have to pick up a fucking gun, this is not shooting paper targets, my friend. This is shooting fucking real people. And you think these people are going to fucking... no, they're going to run and say, oh, my fucking goddamn camouflage doesn't match my fucking gun. I want it pink or some fucking shit.
Oh, I don't...
who the hell knows? Give me a fucking break. Oh.
I think probably since the beginning of time, we've had people like this. They just didn't come out. And they fought in wars right alongside.
I think a lot of them got killed in wars.
I think that the bad thing is we cause more racism and shit by just saying...
but can you trust one in the war when you're fighting? You think they're going to shoot the gun or just run away?
I don't know. How the fuck would we find that out?
You got to be able to trust the guy fucking next to you.
You definitely have to trust
you can't trust the guy next to you...
he's trusting you.
You got to trust him.
And if you don't, sorry, it's not going to work.
And you know,
so what are we
going
to have like a test site for them?
Nothing against fucking transgenders and all that shit, but I haven't seen... they're all fucking just emotion, man. That's it. Oh my God! You know, they freak out when their fucking pen runs out of ink. What the hell are you going to do when you're looking at the business end of an AK fucking 47 and somebody's shooting at you?
That's why they had in the old days. They had the military had the black people separate because they knew that each one of those would cover their own back. That's why it was set up that way.
I believe that.
Because in those days, if you had them mixed together, I don't think the white people would say, oh, no, I don't care, you know.
I think right now we have such a divider in racism. I think it's gotten so bad now. I mean, I watch television shows that everything seems now that we have to have a mixed couple.
Yeah.
In every show.
Every fucking show.
Yeah. I don't care what the show is about.
Or well, transgender or gay or
they
something.
They do that for one reason.
They're getting funded?
They cover the bases.
They cover the bases. All right.
They cover the bases. Yeah, it's like the fucking Screen Actors Guild Award. Or Screen Actors Guild. They wanted to revoke Trump. Trump wrote them a letter, says, fuck you. You don't do nothing. You've thought you've done little for your members and nothing for me. So as far as I'm concerned, don't consider me a part of your fucking group. Don't waste any fucking time. Go fuck yourself.
I mean, I'll be canceling you. I was really surprised that not more Jewish people supposedly voted for Donald Trump after what he did for the Jewish people.
I don't believe that.
I think they did.
I find it hard to believe. Because he's the first person to be able to get peace there.
I think.
And now it's going to go bye-bye.
It's definitely going to go bye-bye.
Let's hope not.
No, it's going to go.
I'm sure it will.
Once we give all the money to Iran and all those other countries.
Iran already, they got more nuclear bombs and shit like that that we're not supposed to know about or, you know.
Well, they're getting part of the money from this bill that goes through.
Of course.
Plus get $148 million.
That's fucking crazy. Well,
that's chump change to them.
And all we worry about is cancel culture over here. And we don't give a shit about nothing else.
And meanwhile, in every major fucking city, we have people sleeping in the streets, shitting in the streets, peeing in the streets, homeless. Why are we giving money away to other countries? Why aren't we taking care of our own people that were born here?
We never did, I guess
it's been bad all
but
the time.
Since they want to fucking erase history, why don't you erase that part and let's start fresh helping ourselves before we help others.
What about that other thing about erasing everybody's debt? We're going to start at zero.
When is that going to start?
I want to buy a car. Yes.
I want to buy two.
Erase everybody's debt. And maybe buy to make them feel good, baby, by to say, we're also going to erase the national debt. It's going to start at a fucking zero. It would still be a fucking $30 trillion in fucking a year and a half, even if we started at zero now.
It's kind of sad.
It is ridiculous. And they're trying to recall, like, Newsom. They got 1,400,000 signatures. And even during the COVID, you can't do it over the internet. You can't sign up over the internet. You got to be present. You got to physically sign this fucking thing. And trust me, now signatures will be fucking. Oh, we got to check the signatures. Why the fuck do we got to check the signatures to get rid of somebody? But we don't have to check fucking signatures or ID. To fucking goddamn elect somebody. But we have to fucking have the signatures to get rid of them.
One way street.
And let me tell you, if you don't sign within the line, if your signature touches the line above or below, it's negated.
No contesto.
No good. Now, what the fuck? Just because he touched the fucking line, this is an actual person. Why the fuck would he be, you can't eat his account because he signed over the line?
Because they seen who he voted for first.
You got it.
And then they threw it out.
We don't need him for a presidential election. Oh, no. Fucking let's have signatures. No, fuck, we don't even need signatures. I don't give a shit if your signature's as big as John Hancock or as small as fucking
Elmer Pagoda.
Fuck, whatever. Whoever the fuck.
Elmer Fudd.
Whoever. Fucking, whatever. Tom Thompson, whatever.
Coolest
person
rabbits.
In the fucking world. Whatever. Who gives a shit?
I want to get a wabbit.
I think he's going to be recalled, though. It's going to be another election. I don't know who they'll end up getting stuck with there, but I would hope fucking, what's his name, Rick Grenell will run.
Well.
And I think he would.
I think right now the cards are stacked against it.
No.
You think?
He's got until March to come up with 100,000, and they're going to come up with way more because they know they're going to fucking goddamn question every fucking signature. So he'll probably come up with like maybe 1.8 million when he only needs 1.5, because they're probably going to try to throw away as many fucking signatures as they can.
Are they going to use the same machines again?
For re-election, I don't know.
Then they don't have to worry because it's already set up.
Yeah, it's already set up.
Pick who you want.
It's already set up.
It's a lottery.
It's a you won! Summon a bitch. You know,
look at what fucking, man, that shit with AOC, now that fucking compared her to Jesse Smollett, you know, she made that shit up. She wasn't even in the same fucking building. She wasn't in the Capitol building on the 6th. She was in her office across the fucking street. What a fucking bitch.
She was scared.
I'm scared.
Maybe she was scared. You know what? I think she should get the fucking Emmy for that fucking performance that she came up with. These Democrats, they don't give a shit. They won't let any fucking crisis go to waste. They'll take advantage of whatever the fuck they got. Even if they'll make shit up so it spins their way.
Who was the guy that was outside with the microphone screaming about we got to go in and rip the people apart?
What the hell is that black guy?
He's the one that actually incited the rioting.
Yeah, but... No,
but that doesn't count.
No, it doesn't fucking count.
One-way street.
One-way fucking street.
I want to pound you like pound cake.
You know, if somebody was alive right now, and Pat's going to know who it is, he'll be really pissed about New York.
Sinatra, forget it.
Yes, he would.
It would have been bad. Bad.
It would have been bad.
Right?
Yes, it would have. He probably
New
would,
York.
Spray. So I guess Catch and Release is back, of course. You know.
I'm leaving today.
What do we got here?
I want to wake up.
She knows.
Oh, wait. What is this? Game Day Lovers. Game Day Flavors. Seven-layer. Seven-layer dip. Flavored cheese curls. But I can't call them cheese doodles because they get sued.
They get sued. Because, you know, in America, you can't do that.
This has got a nice taste. I think this has got a nice taste.
Yeah. It's got a little southwestern taste. What the hell is that?
Pat's going to sing any minute.
Hold on, I gotta get up and spit.
I like these.
I would eat these. I would buy these.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. I never heard of this company. Hers?
Yeah. Where are they from?
Well, that's
China?
Hold on. Well, good to find out. Basically, they're from Nottingham, PA.
Okay, Pennsylvania.
They're not from China. Yaina.
Yaina.
So we can have one more, Rich. Only because they're not from China.
Only because they're not from fucking China. Well, they're from Pennsylvania, must be China.
Nah.
No, Pennsylvania's good.
They're good. Nah. Right?
This is a very nice...
very good, right?
Cheese doodle that we can't say cheese doodle.
They had the pizza one, but we already ate that one.
I think it has a very nice taste. You drink an awful lot of beer with this.
Cheese doodle, right?
You definitely drink an awful lot of beer with this.
We got more beer.
I need another little shot of that other stuff. Please.
It's good. Not bad.
You want a little more of this stuff?
No.
He doesn't like seltzer.
I'm not a seltzer freak.
Seltzer's good for your stomach, especially when you got bad...
Yeah.
Irritable bowel syndrome and everything.
Is that what the science says?
That's what the fuck...
No, that's what the alcohol says.
The science says it's good for you, like the fucking White House where follow the science. Yeah,
I would definitely buy
political this. Fucking science, but they follow the science, all right.
Not a harsh taste or anything.
No, it's good. You got the other flavors in there,
and
too.
It probably would refresh you on a hot day.
Oh, yeah, better than the beer.
Yes, because the beer would dehydrate you more.
Make you sweat a lot.
Sweat your balls off.
No. Make you get swampy balls.
Swampy balls.
What? Well, they say that on TV, on a TV show that time.
What?
The guy said something about you when his balls were wet. You know what I'm talking
salty
about.
Salty chocolate balls?
No. You know what I'm talking about, right? Alan Baldwin?
Alan Baldwin.
Fuck Alan Baldwin.
He's another dickhead.
Alan Baldwin's even fucking worse.
These are very good. These are addicting, though. This is like a potato chip that you can't stop eating.
Yeah, they were fucking good, man.
They're good.
What else we got?
What else you want me to do? You want me to open one of these things up here?
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it, man.
What do you want me to open here?
Anything you want.
You want to try the stout, guys? Or you want to go?
I don't care. Whatever.
Well, you need a little chocolate.
I don't know. What do we need?
Maybe Jack Daniels. Let's go for the Jack.
All right, so here we got. Jack. Now, this was sent to the studio. Jack Daniels, Tennessee Whiskey, chocolate. Does it tell us how much percentage is?
I doubt it very much.
Well, you read all you want. Let me get this fucking thing out.
First. He's just opening it up.
Go ahead. Read all you want.
It comes in a gold package, a black.
It looks like
Jack Daniels bottles.
Looks like a Willy Wonka pack.
You got the gold ticket. He's got the gold ticket.
Oh my god! And there's fucking what's that guy's name? Fucking Cromwell or whatever the fuck.
These look like balls. Wait a minute.
These are hot chocolate salty balls here.
Oh, I got balls, man.
Oh, this looks interesting, eh?
Yeah, it does.
You got to put the whole thing in your mouth because if it's gooey or something, it's going to shoot all over.
Maybe it's Jack Daniels.
Not gooey.
No?
No?
No. Got like a hazelnut.
Not bad.
It's a nice chocolate.
Yeah, okay.
Got a little taste of Jack Daniels in there.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Not bad. Where is this actually made, though? It doesn't tell us. Why is there Arabic writing on this?
Because it's made in...
Why is there Arabic writing on this?
Because it goes over there.
I want to tell you that this product contains alcohol. And if you don't want alcohol, don't eat it. Wait, let's see.
By the way, coming up this weekend, we got the pirate event going on.
Oh, yeah.
Where is this actually going to happen?
Since Pat can do 15 seconds of it, I'll give you the 15-second sheet.
This is... Holy shit. Spend your weekend with pirates and mermaids at the Treasure Coast Pirate Fest, February 12th through the 14th, at Veterans Memorial Park in Fort Pierce. Shop a wide variety of vendors, savor delicious foods, and tasty drinks. For details, visit treasurecoastpiratefest.com. I want to pound you like pound cake.
All right, there you go.
We gotta get some. We got. Hey, some people gotta come forward to get some advertising here, so they can continue to fucking pay us because you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I make it like 10 times what we made when we started. 10 times nothing is still fucking nothing. We don't give a shit. You want to advertise? Advertise. I would love to see Michael Lindell come on here and just.
You don't have to yell in the mic.
Well, I'm not yelling in a fucking mic. The mic's goddamn 2 feet away from me, for crying out loud. Don't be no bullshit. I think everybody should buy a fucking MyPillow. Go to fucking MyPillow.com and buy a MyPillow.
Now listen,
does that still work?
What?
The website.
Oh, absolutely.
They didn't take it down?
He's killing it.
Listen, do you think we can possibly talk with Mike Lindell? To get, if they are listening and they do want the pillow, maybe get like a 20% discount by listening to Pirate Radio.
He'll give it to him. Sure he will.
Yeah, we can try.
Yeah. Try it. I think try it's a great deal. Mike, my hat's off to you.
That's it.
God bless America.
It's goddamn right.
All right. Now, are we going for anything else?
Whatever.
Are we going for candies now or something? Or are we reading stuff?
Well, talk about candies. You got go what's coming up? Valentine's Day.
Valentine's. Oh, ooh.
Locally, we got chocolate. We got Bruno's.
Oh, very good chocolate. Hope it's dark.
Who?
Right?
Bruno's chocolate.
Bruno's. You ever hear of GG Sweets?
No, where are they located?
It says Port St. Lucie Boulevard, Suite 9.
Oh, it's a little box joint or something.
What are they doing in Suite 10?
Porn.
They cover you with chocolate.
And don't forget for Valentine's Day, being that we just read about the 4,200 for your kids, don't buy any condoms.
And there's a deli in Vero we've seen.
Yeah.
That has your last name.
Yes.
Giordano's?
Yes, I've seen that.
All right.
Huh?
Very, very good.
Did you go there? Yeah.
Yes.
There's also a florist. And how was it? Too.
It was very good.
It was very good. You told them you get a family discount, right?
They didn't give you shit.
They don't give you shit.
They didn't give you shit. They didn't give you shit.
Did you tell them? Then I'll see you later.
I did.
All right.
We can't talk about it right now.
We can't talk about it.
There's another chocolate place which I didn't know in Vero. It's How Sweet It Is Chocolate Factory. Never heard of it.
I never heard of it either.
Where is that located?
Vero Beach, Old Dixie Highway.
Well, I mean, Bruno's to me is the top of the line.
Yeah, they are good. Chocolate.
And then you got the ones down in.
Is it Pint for
Stewart.
You?
Stewart, you got Signature.
Oh, he threw one at you.
Signature Sweet Chocolate and another chocolate factory down downtown Stewart.
It almost smells like coffee.
What is it?
Stout Pints, Sugar Fina. And what it actually is these rich stout pints have a roasted chocolate flavor with a creamy vanilla head. Mm-hmm. They're made in Germany.
Hey, look, a tooth.
Actually, I'm pretty good.
Sieg Heil, my Führer. Hold on.
Sieg Heil.
Tastes like a gummy.
Tastes like a gummy, but it tastes
almost more coffee than
coffee,
chocolate.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't taste.
I haven't got to the
beer.
Roasted chocolate flavor or the creamy vanilla.
No.
It's like that chip from Willy Wonka when you get to the...
This is an everlasting one.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, you'd be
chewing
for a week.
They have to juice you like a fucking blueberry.
If you can't finish chewing, you stick it up your ass and take it out later.
This motherfucker.
Flavor saver.
This is something. Mm-hmm. You could chew the thing for a long time. Mm, very interesting.
That's what that's what the woman told me last night for you. I can chew that thing all night long.
Jesus Christ, this thing, like, does it go
away? Oh, you know why?
Why?
We had an expiration date. Best used by December 2019.
There you go.
What the fuck is that a date shit? Jesus Christ, is that a date shit? No wonder what... I could chew on this for a year. This thing must be made of fucking pussy. Because I ain't never seen one of them get fucking wore out here either. I could chew on that for a fucking year.
I'm fucking chewing and chewing and chewing. My motherfucker ain't getting any tinier.
No! I feel like I'm chewing on a piece of leather.
It's like an old fucking shoe. But not bad, I guess.
No.
It'd be good.
It was like a 90-year-old.
I was hoping that it would
still looks the same.
I was hoping that it would get a little softer.
Hey, you can do it this way.
Oh, just swallow it. It'll shit out one of these stouts.
It'll probably come out the same way it went in. It's like corn.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Going. All right, until next week.
Are we going?
We're going now.
God bless America.